Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with my pals from Talk Radio News, the true insiders, I think, in D.C. Headlines all over the place about Obama and guns and executive order. I'm just going to read one to you. This was from Newsmax. And, you know, we got slants all over the place. But this is just the headline. Obama may use executive order to grab guns, warns Biden. Ellen, this is the story everyone's buzzing about. Knock it down for us. What's the deal here?
Well, I mean, this is totally ridiculous because, first of all, if you look at the Drudge Report tonight, it has a picture of Stalin and Hitler intimating that the president is acting like them. Well, both of those guys actually came to power by the power of the gun. So Obama has nothing to do with them. But there are all kinds of problems with guns and gun inspections. For instance, you know that if the AFT has information that you're a bad guy, but the FBI doesn't, that the FBI cannot use that information from the AFT. And that's the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's the kind of thing I thought we cleared up with 9/11.
Sure, we're supposed to have the sharing of information, which is what the problem was with the solo flights and the flight lessons. So that does boggle your mind. Wonder what the deal is there.
Exactly. So, you know, if an executive order is going to clear up that kind of thing, if an executive order is going to make sure that everybody has a who buys a gun, whether it's at a gun show or at a gun owner, it has a background check, there's nothing wrong with that. They can go nuts all they want. The American people are going to support the president on that.
Yeah. Another thing that's, and we're definitely not done talking about guns, I'm sure, for the entire year. It's always been a hot issue, but now even hotter because of the mass shooting in Newtown, as you know. But moving on to something else that's a big hot button for people listening to America Tonight is the Federal Reserve in this issue. And I love this, that Senator Bernie Sanders, I don't see how anyone wouldn't back this up, doesn't want people to be on the Federal Reserve who have any kind of conflict of interest and is trying to put together a piece of legislation on it. Do you think he'll get backing?
Well, he will probably in the Senate, but not in, of course, the House. This is the J.P. Morgan Chase, Federal Reserve Bank guy from New York. As you know, there's several regional Federal Reserves.
Right.
And he's resigning. Well, I mean, he's the CEO of Chase Manhattan. They're the guys that are supposed to be regulating it. And as Senator Sanders said, Jamie Dimon was the poster child for why we need to end serious conflicts of interest at the Fed.
Yeah, I mean, Jamie Dimon was the darling of Wall Street. How is he on the have any foothold at all with the Federal Reserve is crazy. So I think Sanders, well, like you said, he'll get support in the Senate. We'll see what happens in the House. Not it makes sense to me. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. That seems pretty clear. Why would you want that conflict of interest?
Exactly. And I mean, apparently, according to Senator Sanders, Dimon was among 18 current and former directors of the Federal Reserve banks that received $4 trillion, that's with a T, trillion, in near-zero interest loans from the Fed after the collapse in 2008.
Yeah, that's nutty. All right, we'll see how far he gets with that play. Here's a big thing. Everybody's talking about taxes, taxes, taxes. What else is new? People are starting to worry about getting ready to file. They get a return, that kind of thing. But they can't do it until January 30th. What's up with that?
That's right, because they didn't pass the new tax bills, et cetera, until January 2nd. So the forms were not ready. They were not printed. They weren't on the email, all that kinds of things. So it's going to take them that long to get that done. And there are some issues like depreciation, et cetera, that might not be done till the end of February or early March. So some people and corporations, et cetera, may not be able to file their taxes till then.
All right, you're waiting for a refund. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Last one is it's musical chairs with the cabinet. We've been talking about some replacement players. There's been some nominations. But what about the labor secretary? She resigns.
Well,
was that news?
Well, there's a big question as to whether, you know, I know some of her underlings, they are going to be shocked because they told me they were convinced she was going to stay. She now maybe wants to run for L.A. County Commissioner or something like that. The question is whether she was asked to leave or whether she really did leave. And she wrote a very lovely letter about how she wants to go back to California, but nobody knows the answer.
All right, so another stay tuned. Ellen Ratner, good to talk to you as always, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it.
Coming up the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, no troops left behind in Afghanistan, fair or foul. Should we have troops that linger? Also, Biden says Obama gets guns, what Ellen was just talking about. Is there a misconception, miscommunication? Imagine that. That never happens in Washington. What do you think the play is here? Hall of Fame, nobody gets in the Hall of Fame. It's the steroid class. Interesting, because you had such huge names. People like Roger Clemens. Clemens would have been a surefire Hall of Famer, first ballot and all that, but you know the saga that he went through. Of course, he was cleared in a court of law after he was accused of, and the pursuit of the Justice Department was to nail him for incriminating himself, basically, for perjuring himself when he talked to Congress. That didn't happen. He was cleared of that. And Clemens wasn't the only one in that group. It was a wild group. It was a group of Sammy Sosa. He was the king of SWAT, unbelievable in his career. Also Barry Bonds, another name, Rafi Palmero, big names up for a potential, you know, chance to get into the Hall of Fame. It doesn't happen. Nobody gets in. How about that? Nobody gets in. So what's up with that? We'll talk about it. Then there was this awful thing in New York City. I can't tell you how often when I've gone there, and maybe a few of you, if you've ever gone for a visit, have done this, but you take the ferry, you commute over to the city from a different location. There's various ways you can do that. The Staten Island ferry is probably the one that pops up in everyone's mind, but a commuter boat packed with about 300 people slammed into a dock in Manhattan on Wednesday. 74 to 85 people injured, at least two critically. 9 people were in serious condition after this. The force of the crash tossed people in the air, sent others flying down steps, because that's what happens. They were about to get out, and you had people standing all over the place. So people were just, frankly, jolted out of their seats. I'm sure that's what it seemed like. It looked like that from the photographs to me. There was a large gash you could see right underneath the ferry, which was a boat that originated from New Jersey. Early in the morning, a lot of commuters. So what you saw was kind of freaky. A lot of footage of people strapped to stretchers, heads and necks were mobilized. You had firefighters that were swarming the boat and the areas around it. It had to be pretty scary for anybody who was on that and didn't get hurt to watch what happened. You know, back in 2003, you had a ferry accident when the pilot, who was on painkillers and was just fatigued out of his mind, passed out at the wheel. Remember that? 11 people were killed. Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight.
Part of the odds and ends is exactly what the title says. Things that are ending, things that might be a little bit odd. What's happening with Afghanistan, was originally recommended by General John Allen, the commander of the troops, of course, in Afghanistan. He recommended maybe 6,000 to 15,000 troops stay to help with training and counterterrorism. Now that's been chopped to maybe 2,500 at the most, 9,000. The military would rather see closer to 9,000. But the U.S. is considering a bunch of options. So what do you want your government to do? What should we do in this case? How long do we hang around, in other words, in Afghanistan? Hamid Karzai, if he had his way, even though he's kicked sand into our faces when he's had some chances to do it in horrific moments, like the collateral damage, the unfortunately, some people who were killed by drones going after the Taliban and demanding money for various things. Karzai sometimes, I think, has way overstepped his bounds. However, Karzai now is panicking. He's saying he doesn't, you know, he still wants the American presence. Well, of course he does, because he knows this will flip right back to the Taliban, and he's dealing with the Taliban anyway, so he's dealing on, you know, talking out of both sides of his mouth, essentially. Karzai is saying that he wants to inform the president in a discussion this upcoming Friday about what he'd like to see the United States do. Karzai is also going to meet with Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, because he still is the man, and other people in the Pentagon who would have something to say about Afghanistan. So the stakes are high. Think about this. The factions still left with the Taliban, all the blood, sweat, and tears, the lives, the limbs that were very costly when it comes to war in that country, which is a hellish place to try to wage a war. So now where do we move from here? What's the troop presence going to be like? What should it be like? I mean, really, it's looking as though what I hear coming out of the Pentagon is really a slow burn. In other words, trash the number in half, maybe have 5,000 troops that are still left behind, and get out, pull out as fast as possible. That number is an important number. There is a debate for a smaller troop presence. There's an argument for a larger amount of troops. Karzai would rather see the larger amount. And Obama's gang has certainly brought up the possibility of pulling them all out of Afghanistan at the end of the year. Here's my vote. Pull them all out at the end of the year. Pull them all out. We have trained. We have helped. I think we've done everything that we can do in Afghanistan and then some. Maybe you still have diplomatic ties. Maybe you still have a handful of lingering folks there. But listen, they have got to stand on their own two feet, the Afghanis now, at this point, with their own police force, with their own military, because we've done it for over a decade. That's it. Hey, lean on us. But after 10-plus years, that's it. We're done. What do you think? Keep this question in mind. 855-266-5283 if you want to weigh in, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. See, so what they're saying is, from my understanding, my conversation with someone at the Pentagon, is the U.S. would be able to only really watch two bases. They'd only be able to keep two bases in Afghanistan, most of that because of where the bases would be for logistical reasons. So if you have a reduced troop presence anyway, is that going to restart a civil war that was going on until 2001 when we got there? I do not see 20,000 or 15,000 being left behind. And because Obama promised when he was running that he would pull all the troops out, I say there is a chance, there is an argument for pulling all the troops out. Karzai doesn't want it. He knows, if this is the thing, if you pull out all of the troops, what the Afghanis will tell you is this will be like the 90s. This will be crazy town for them. It'll be impossible. But here's the other part. If you have 5,000 still there, 6,000 still there, they're sitting ducks. That's impossible to have any kind of a mission in Afghanistan. So I'd say it's all or nothing. You either have to go still pretty big or take everyone out, because the number wouldn't cover Afghanistan. It wouldn't cover it. And there are basic services already that the Afghani military is providing. So a reduced number of U.S. troops, I mean, our presence there stacks the deck. At some point, they have to stand on their own two feet. I say zero is the number. Zero. Get out of there. Get out of there. We've been talking about this for so long. So we're keeping our military in the Middle East. We're broke. We're looking for ways to fill up all the water that's falling into our boat. And I say, we got to get out of there. We cannot afford it. Can't afford it. And what has Karzai done for us lately? Lasting peace? That's not happening. I wish the people well there. And I hope that they're able to keep the Taliban's web away from this still newly formed government. But we've negotiated our troops around that country. We've trained soldiers. We've trained anybody that we could train, meaning the police force, all of that. So now it's time to have the discussion, the hard discussion. It's time for Obama to say, sit down and say, son, listen, we have done everything we can in every single way to help you. We have blown through tons of do re mi. And it's time to cut the cord. We got to cut the cord. We have lots of different options, but this is the best option for the U.S. because two little troops is not going to help you anyway. And it exposes the soldiers that are left. So it makes no sense to do that. It's either all or nothing. Speaking of all or nothing, so many times when people decide they're going to get in shape, that often is part of the problem. It's all or nothing. I'm going to lose 50 pounds tomorrow. If I just run half a marathon, I can do that. But so much of it is really predicated on the food. What are you doing food-wise? I know people that haven't gotten up off the chair and they've lost really a ton of weight because they focus on the calories, the food, what they're eating, that kind of stuff. We're going to have him back on the show coming up next. We had him on once. It's been a while. Dr. John McDougall, he wrote a book called The Starch Solution. It was on the New York Times best-selling list. And he talks about starch. He talks about eating more rice and potatoes and carbs. Oh, you know, these no-carb diets make people crazy. So he's saying, yes, you can do that. You can eat the rice, the corn, the beans, all that kind of stuff. So what's the secret? Is it limited amount? What is it? What is the trick to this? Because if I say to most people trying to get in shape, oh, listen, you can eat carbs, they would look at me cross-eyed, say, what planet are you living on? Carbs, don't they make you fat? And doesn't protein make you thin? Isn't that what it's about? So you'll find McDougall, I think, interesting. There are a lot of misconceptions about trying to peel off pounds, and he offers up something completely unique, different from a lot of the stuff that you've heard before. And that's what his book is about. And during the transition from 2012 to 2013, that's when crazy diets come out. When people are on, you know, only eat grapefruit diet that so many people swear by. Or how about skip a meal? Someone told me, did you hear about the new skip a meal diet? Yeah. Skip a meal, you think you're going to lose some weight? Or are you going to be so famished you're going to eat down the house and those two meals you have left? Dr. John on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Let's go! Books swirl it down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet strip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As promised, you know, it's a new year. You notice if you drive by the gyms, more people seem to be working out because the parking lot is full. You look around and people are all telling you how they're on different diets, and there's a zillion different diets. The one thing that so many people do, and I am guilty of doing this as well, is thinking, I cannot eat carbs. I can't eat carbs, and I'm craving it. Oh, if I could just have some potato, if I could have some rice, wouldn't it be great? But that, no, I can't eat that. Well, let's dispel that myth with the New York Times bestselling author, Dr. John McDougall. Love this guy. He's the author of The Starch Solution. We talked to him a while ago and had a great conversation about these very things. And a lot of you sent me emails saying, you mean I can eat carbs? I was trying to starve myself away from carbs. Dr. McDougall, thanks so much for coming back on the show.
Well, thank you. It's sort of unnatural, like trying to not breathe or trying to be thirsty and enjoy it.
Yeah,
you know, the idea, like you said, you're suffering with by depriving yourself of carbohydrates. You got to stop and think, is there something wrong here? I mean, if I want to breathe and want to drink water, said if I'm thirsty and I want to eat carbohydrates to satisfy my palate and hunger drive, I mean, where's the disconnect? Did our creator make this horrible, horrible mistake? The mistake is that the meat and dairy industry won. You know, basically after the revolutions that took place in the 70s and 80s, and I'm talking about the U.S. dietary guidelines that were published in 1977, the Surgeon General's report in 1982, telling Americans they ought to just cut the dairy, cut the meat, increase the fiber, they said, the carbohydrate, the rice, corn, potatoes, green and yellow vegetables and fruits. They came out with these very strong, strong statements, and the meat and dairy industry didn't take it lightly. They fought back. They convinced people that their products were really, really good. They got some of their spin doctors to talk about how carbohydrates are bad, and here we have a population of growing obesity, starving people who want to eat carbohydrates, and you know, it's a terrible mess, and I don't see any solution but to get people to stop and look around, and what you see is that all large populations of people throughout all of verifiable human history have lived on starch-based diets, like the Asians who live on rice. Everybody's thin. Heart disease once was unknown. Multiple sclerosis was unknown. I mean, these are hearty, trim, healthy people living mostly on rice, and we can get to the white rice issue if you want in a minute. You look at the Mayans and the Aztecs. Those are known as the people of the corn. The Incas lived on potatoes. The Middle East used to be known as the breadbasket of the world. I mean, it's only when people gave up their source of calories as starch, rice, corn, potatoes, and beans, and instead replace those calories with fat, saturated fat, i.e. meat and dairy and vegetable oils, that we ended up with such serious health problems that, by the way, are unsolvable by exercise. You can't burn off those extra calories.
Yeah, oh, that's so true. I was giving the example before you came on of people I know that just kill themselves working out, and they don't seem to lose very much. Maybe 10 pounds, a little bit, but they won't need to lose much more, and they're killing themselves, pounding it out. And then others who are doing exactly what you say, Doc, by the way, and they're losing weight. They're dropping 30 pounds, 40 pounds, whatever it is.
Well, they're becoming normal size human beings.
Yeah.
There is a diet for people, and that diet has always been starch, continues to be starch. You can't beat the system. It's been around for, you know, maybe 4 million years. You're just plain and simple not going to beat it. And, you know, it's not just the fat. The people around us, they're oily. They've got greasy skin, greasy hair. They've got blackheads and whiteheads and pimples. They have a grayish complexion due to the poor circulation caused by the fats and oils. They don't feel good. They don't look good. They're constipated. They have indigestion. People are plain and simple sick. Let me give you an analogy. It'd be like taking your kitty cat. And by the way, my cat Einstein is sitting right next to me on the couch. Let's just say I took Einstein, my kitty cat, and I decided that I wanted him to eat potatoes. I'd throw a baked potato in front of Einstein, and he wouldn't know what to do with it. He'd just bat it around, and he would look at me with no knowledge of what to do with this potato. And let's just say I got real rough with Einstein, and I took a nasogastric tube, and I stuck it into his stomach, and I force-fed him potatoes for, say, a week or two. What do you think my cat would look like or feel like? And let's decide I decided to solve his problems in conventional ways. Say I decided to take Einstein for a walk. So I walked him around the block a couple times, brought him back, and what do you think he would look like? He'd be sick on this all-potato diet. Say I decided to give him psychological comfort, and I scratched his ears and I petted him. What do you think would happen? He'd remain sick until I took him off the wrong food, i.e. potatoes in this case, and put them back on the meat which a carnivore needs to eat. It's the same thing with people. Your listening audience is sick. They have no way of solving their problems. There aren't enough pills to fix the troubles. And the only way they're going to fix it is by fixing the problem. It's the food. You are a starch eater, a starchivore. Your diet is based on rice, corn, potatoes, green and yellow vegetables. You have to minimize the rich foods or you're going to stay fat and sick. Now, some of your listeners don't care. I realize that. But a lot of people out there with good lives, good spouses, kids, you know, really get a kick out of life, enjoy running and swimming and just having fun and looking good, they want to know this.
Yeah, they want to know the truth. Tell us about, because this happens when you go into a lot of restaurants, especially Thai restaurants, Chinese restaurants.
Okay.
Do you want, think of people go to P.F. Chang's, do you want white or brown rice? And what is the answer to that?
Well, brown would be best. And I get a lot of criticism for this, by the way, because I don't take a real strong stand on white rice. Definitely brown is better. I was a doctor in Hawaii for many years, 15 years, actually. And my population was largely Asian and Filipino. And people would come to me and they'd say, they want my dietary advice. And I'd say, well, you got to eat brown rice. They'd say, hey, doc, I am not eating brown rice. It's a social issue. Peasants, poor people eat brown rice. I'm only going to eat white rice like refined people. And it was a battle I decided to either win or lose right there. And my answer was, okay, just eat the white rice. I mean, there are 1.73 billion Asians that are trim, avoid heart disease, prostate cancer, breast cancer, live on white rice. So we won't make that a deal breaker. So I decided a long time not to fight right there, even though clearly I want to tell you whole grain is better.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the brown rice, too. Once you try it a few times, I think you can, I think you can really, really get into it and get used to it. You know, some people that are listening to this say, well, that's just crazy. Doesn't that turn into fat? What is the confusion over that?
That is the confusion, and it's based on folklore. It has nothing to do with science. I challenge anybody to go to the National Library of Medicine or even just on Google and just search the relationship between carbohydrates and turning those carbohydrates into body fat. It plain and simple doesn't do under normal circumstances. The body will not convert carbohydrate like rice, corn, potatoes, or even white sugar into fat without great effort, and it only does it in small amounts when it does do it. It's a process called de novo lipogenesis. In other words, the new production of fat, de novo lipogenesis, production of fat. The body just plain and simple doesn't do that. Now, cows and pigs do it well. Human beings do not do it well. We burn most excess carbohydrates, even sugar, even white sugar. We burn the excess off as heat and non-athletic movements. This is science. People who say differently are living in a fantasy world. They do not read the science. They don't understand the science. That's why you can look to Asia and see 1.73 billion people living on, you know, white rice, and nobody's fat. No one is fat.
Yeah, boy, that's true. So here's the other thing. A lot of people talk about eating fish. Is fish really super, super good for you, and you should try to get that in your diet?
No, it's not super, super good for you. It's a muscle of an animal. In this case, that muscle wiggles a tail. It's like the muscles that flap wings called birds or chicken. And it's like the muscles that move limbs called pigs or cows. These are muscles. If you switch one muscle, in other words, cow and pig, for another muscle, chicken and fish, you get no improvement in your health. Your cholesterol stays the same. You remain constipated. You continue to have all the same health problems because you made no change at all. All these muscle foods are rich foods. At best, they should be on your Thanksgiving table or your Christmas table. If you're going to feast, in other words, have Thanksgiving and Christmas every lunch and dinner, you're going to look like the royalty and aristocrats of the past who have feasted for every meal. I mean, it's a very simple message, and we get deluded into thinking that switching to fish muscle is good for you. Now, it's not healthy, number one. And number two, since I was a little boy, back in the 1950s, 90% of the fish populations have been wiped out. They're gone. Our oceans are depleted. So if you still believe you need to eat fish, you better hurry up and get it because there's only 10% left. And when they're gone, and it's you know, you can imagine the devastation. It's not health food. The fish are in danger. We have to get the truth out there. It's a really sad situation, environmentally and health-wise.
Yeah, boy, I agree with that for sure. I hope a lot of people pay attention to this interview, Dr. John McDougall. If people want to pick up your book, they can get it. That's in the stores, right? So Amazon, B&N.
It's on the stores, all the stores. It's on Amazon, of course. It's called The Starch Solution. It's the best I can do for you after 44 years of trying to help people understand the importance of a good diet. Thank you. I really hope you enjoy it.
I hope people are paying attention, Dr. McDougall. Thanks so much.
I've got a great website also, you know, that if people want to look into it, basically everything's free on it. It's drmcdougall.com. And you'll find 500 recipes, instructions to the program. It's really simple. It's drmcdougall.com.
All right, well, check that out. Recipes are a good thing. Then you have no excuse. You know what to do with the food. Thanks, Dr. McDougall.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Pleasure was mine. That was interesting. Rice, potatoes, all that kind of stuff. The starch solution. On the flip side, we're talking about the fact that nobody gets into the Hall of Fame. What?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillip, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
People are talking about and considering me as a Hall of Fame candidate. That's incredibly humbling, flattering, and I'm honored just to be in the conversation. If there was ever a ballot in a year to make a statement about what we didn't do as players, which is we didn't actively push to get the game clean, this is it.
That's the voice of Curt Schilling. Boy, I saw him pitch many, many, many games in a couple of different uniforms, winning an Arizona World Series title. I watched him with the Phillies, and I'll tell you, Curt Schilling, a class act, no doubt about it. Remember all the duels, too? If you think of Schilling's years, you think of Schilling and Boston and the Yankees and what that was like. So Hall of Fame rejects would be the way to put it. Of the eligible players, baseball writers just balked at naming any new players to the Hall of Fame. None of the 37 eligible players drew enough votes for a ticket to Cooperstown. So the 2013 ballot is the first year of eligibility for a bunch of players who were monster home run champs or pitchers in their time. Barry Bonds, 7-time Cy Young winner. I mentioned him already. Roger Clemens. It's only the 8th time that no player received the 75% support you need to get into the Hall of Fame. And several of the people who do the voting say the results reflected Baseball Writers Association of America's pretty much ambivalence about the steroid guys. How about that? But in a way, just a sad, awful day for baseball, isn't it? Wow. Yeah. There was even one guy, John Heyman, who's a great writer, who told the sports in-house Major League Baseball Network, he said, this is really a statement on an era. It's really a sad day for baseball is what it is. And he said he expects the writers who choose Hall of Fame members that they would basically split on Bonds and Clemens, and said, you know, we're not split. It was 2/3 to 1/3 against. And this was the issue we knew was going to come to a head, the concern about players who were linked to steroids. So it's probably hurt some of the cleaner guys in the game. That's may also be the other sad thing about this. So none of the 37 players on the 2013 ballot got enough to get in. What do you think, America? I know some of you are big baseball fans. Is it kind of an attaboy moment? Hey, you know, there was massive cheating going on, and we like seeing the home runs. We like the home run chase. We're excited about Mark McGwire. We were excited to see what was going on with him and Sammy Sosa, big rivalry that was a whole season-long chase. How thrilling was that? You threw in four-time All-Star Rafael Palmeiro. It was a great year for baseball, 1998. And then how disappointed were we in 2010 when McGwire admitted to using steroids during that record-breaking season? It was very depressing. He knew it was inevitable because all this stuff started coming out. However, I think it was smart for the writers not to vote anyone in. Three people will be inducted into the hall, however, on July 28th. Because then what happens is there are people that get voted in afterwards, and meaning that, you know, I'll call them old timers, and that's the people that will be in there, so it'll be a small crowd. You know what's interesting about it? For Cooperstown, usually it's huge. You know, it's like tourism ups by 10% or something like, not 10%, it ups 10 times. So now, I don't think you're going to have very many people coming there for the Hall of Fame weekend. People go to Cooperstown, but usually it's giant because some of the biggest names in the game are getting into the hall. I can remember when I went, when Nolan Ryan was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and I'm telling you, it was tough to get a room. You couldn't get a room in the town. You couldn't even get a room close to it. I mean, there was wall-to-wall people that came out to see that class. Robin Yount was also inducted into the Hall of Fame, and it was and there were some others too, and that was something to see. And the amount of people and the excitement and talking about the great game of baseball and this town and outside of, you know, in upstate New York was really a great experience. So it's going to hurt some of those shop owners. It's going to hurt some of the restaurants because people will go there for 3-4 days, taking the Hall of Fame, taking the ceremony, all that stuff. So the fact that no one was voted this year would really kind of maybe junk up the system for 2014. That's when Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, for example, they'll be on the ballot. And, you know, I still say smart thing. Did they do it the right way? Yeah, I don't know. The amount of hits, the Cy Young Awards, would Barry Bonds have still been an incredible player, an incredible hitter if to my mind, he hadn't, you know, cheated? I still think he would have been. I mean, he still did something pretty incredible. And the same thing with Roger Clemens. I still say he would have been in, he still would have had great glitzy numbers, but you weren't allowed to use any kind of steroids, and they use steroids, so they're paying the price. Matt, you're a giant baseball fan, too. What do you think, fair or foul? Should we have just let it go with Barry Bonds? I mean, 755 home runs. He definitely had a hot bat, even if sometimes he was on the juice. And he had some big numbers, but I still say he would have had pretty big numbers, but nothing like the overwhelming numbers and setting the the all-time record when it comes to home runs. What do you think? Do you think this was a smart thing to do?
I think as long as Pete Rose is out of the Hall of Fame, these guys definitely should be too. Because, in my opinion, Rose, you know, his betting on baseball wasn't actually cheating the game of baseball, whereas these guys were. And so I think if you're going to take Rose out of the Hall of Fame, you have to keep these guys out as well.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. And, you know, it's funny you bring up Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, because when I sat down and talked to Nolan Ryan when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, I said to Nolan Ryan, you know, hey, Pete Rose is down the street. He always has a lot of times, not always, but he has a card signing, and people just mob him to get his autograph, sign his Cincinnati stuff, whatever it might be, his Philadelphia Phillies stuff. And do you think someone like him should be in the Hall of Fame? And he said, absolutely. I just don't think he should be in the game of baseball, but should he be in the Hall of Fame? Sure. And that was pretty telling. So this would be someone who would be considered one of his peers, and he said, yeah, he should be in. He just shouldn't be managing or be involved in current baseball.
And maybe the Hall of Fame has to create a new section, almost like a social outcast Hall of Fame where you can put all the people who have been in trouble with the law and other things, and then all the steroid users, and you could have that section of the Hall of Fame. So you could put all the people who have been busted for steroids, like A-Rod and Bonds and McGuire and Sosa, and put all those guys in that category.
Bad boys, the bad boys. Well, the thing is, though, they want the hall to be pristine. They want their busts up on the wall. They don't want problems. Somebody else said to me one time, hey, well, you know what? There were a lot of people that played in what we would call the liquored up era. They were smashed out of their mind. But then I would argue they also played with practically half a leg. There wasn't a lot of folks going on the DL because they had a hamstring. They played with a hamstring. Not that I'm saying that you should when you're making the huge money the current players make, but there's a big difference between the eras. If we go way back in time, you know, 50 years ago compared to where we are now, the game has grown in many, many different directions. But I think Matt's on to a little bit of something. Maybe you have some kind of special, and there are pieces of memorabilia that are in the hall from the players that didn't get in this first time around because some of the records that they set.
The other thing too is if you look at it and you say, okay, all these players were using steroids, and these guys were the best of that bunch, then they still were the best of their era, technically.
Right.
So I guess they were outperforming somebody, but I think there has to be some kind of designation that labels them as a user.
Yeah. Hall of Fame, Hall of Shame. Shoot me an email. What do you think? AmericaTonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.